Church. Go ahead and turn to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles. At this time, we will release the little ones to their classes. That's a joke. One day soon. Go ahead and turn to 2 Chronicles, beloved. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And we're going to continue our awesome, amazing study about King Jehoshaphat. In the whole 2 weeks and this week, it's all just talking about trusting in God. That's what we got to do, beloved. We live in a crazy time. And here's a public service announcement. I just want to put that out there real fast. Everybody calm down. Just calm down. Trust in the Lord. Okay? All is well. God is good. We will get through this. Okay. We will get through this. Go ahead and look at your neighbor and say, it's all good. We're going to get through this. God is on the throne. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 13. Meanwhile, all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehiel. Came upon Jehiel, the son of Zechariah, son of Benaiah, son of Jeiel, son of Matana, Tony Montana. Jesus, forgive me. Forgive me. I'm going to start over. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 13. Now bear with me. These names are a little tough, but I'm going to give it my best. Meanwhile, all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehiel, the son of Zechariah, son of Benaiah, son of Jeiel, son of Montaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly. And he said, listen, all Judah and its inhabitants of Jerusalem, the king and King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid. And do not be dismayed at this great horde. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go down against them, behold, and they will come up by the ascent of Ziz. You will find them at the end of the valley, east of the wilderness of Jeruel. You will not need to fight in this battle. Stand firm, hold your position, and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid and do not be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, and the Lord will be with you. Then Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the Kohathites and the Korathites stood up to praise the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud voice. And they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And when they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Believe his prophets, and you will succeed. And when he had taken counsel with the people, he appointed those who were to sing to the Lord and praise him in holy attire as they went before the army and say, give thanks to the Lord, for his steadfast love endures forever. And when they began to sing and praise, the Lord set an ambush against the men of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, so that they were routed. For the men of Ammon and Moab rose against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, devoting them to destruction. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they all helped to destroy one another. Well, that's a mouthful. Everybody, let's take a short time to pray. Father God, thank you so much for your anointing in this service, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that those of us that are listening, watching this message, Lord, we will be encouraged, Lord, that we will not give in to fear or anxiety or depression or discouragement or any of that nonsense, Lord, but we're going to trust in you, and we're going to be more excited and bolder than ever before because we're going to grab a hold of these promises and these truths. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen. Okay, guys, sorry about my mispronouncing a lot of those names. I'm not really good at that sort of thing, but you guys, I know you understand. Second Chronicles 20 and verse 13. Meanwhile, all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, son of Benaiah, son of Jael, son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly. Okay, guys. Now, here's the deal. Just a little refresher. Judah is under attack by a coalition, this huge army. It came out of nowhere. All of a sudden, they're in the backyard. They're getting close to Jerusalem. Everybody's freaking out. King Jehoshaphat calls this huge assembly of all the people at the temple. And they're seeking the Lord, and they're crying out to the Lord. King Jehoshaphat says, hey, you know what? It's time to get rid of some dead weight, guys. It's time to fast. It's time to seek the Lord. Lay aside everything that's holding us down. Let's 100% go into our relationship with the Lord. And so that's what we're doing as a community, as Victory Life Church. We're going through this time of fasting. We're laying things aside that aren't important. We're taking something and we're putting it aside, and we're spending that time with the Lord. We want to grow in our relationship with the Lord. We need the Lord, and we cannot get through this situation without the Lord. So I hope that makes sense to you guys this morning. And here's the deal. But Jehoshaphat calls everybody together, and they're crying. They're like, God, we have no hope except for you. You are our only source. If you don't make it happen, we're not going to get through this alive. Okay, now this is a huge situation. If God doesn't do something, not only are they going to be defeated, they're going to get wiped out. Okay, so everybody assembles together. And last Sunday, we read about Jehoshaphat's prayer, where he's like, God, our eyes are on you. We're seeking you, Lord. And this week, we're going to get the answer to that prayer. So here we go, verse 15. And he said, listen, all Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem and King Jehoshaphat. So here's this man of God at this assembly, and the Lord begins to speak to him, and he says, I got a message from the Lord. So there's a lot of voices going on right now. There's a lot of things going on in our community, newspaper, the news, man. A lot of people are talking about a lot of crazy stuff. Okay, I want to encourage you to make sure that you're listening to what's truly important, okay? I want to make sure that you're listening to the Lord God, okay? This is what this man of God is saying right here. He's saying, hey, God has a message for you guys. God has a message for Jehoshaphat and everybody in Judah. Now listen up, okay? When somebody makes you a promise, you have to weigh it out. You have to decide whether or not this guy's trustworthy, if this guy has a good track record, if this guy keeps his word. Well, what we're talking about this morning, we are talking about Jehovah. We are talking about the one true God. We're talking about the God that does not lie. You see what I'm saying this morning? So he's about to make a promise to these people, and I want us to grab a hold of this promise, and I want it to encourage all of us. There's all types of people saying all kinds of crazy stuff, okay? Well, you know what? You need to wash your hands. You need to stay 6 feet away from people. You need to wear your mask. Do whatever you need to do. But at the end of the day, listen, we're Christian folks, and we put our trust in the name of the Lord. And he will never leave us or forsake us. So, you know, when this year started, I wasn't thinking, oh, man, this is going to be a crazy, wild year with all the plagues and pestilence and everything going on. I didn't think that was going to happen. But you know what? It didn't surprise God. God knew this was going to happen. Okay? God didn't slip off the throne. God's still in control. So let's hear what God has to say through this man of God to King Jehoshaphat and the inhabitants of Judah. And he said, listen, all Christians, everybody listen up. And he said, listen, all Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem and King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid and do not be dismayed. Underline that if you're in your Bible, if you got your Bible. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. Your God is with you. Like I just said, this didn't take God by surprise. Okay? He's still in control. Thus says the Lord to you. Thus says the Lord to Victory Life Church. Thus says the Lord to you. Do not be afraid and do not be dismayed at this great horde. Now listen to this part. For the battle is not yours. Isn't that awesome? The battle's not yours, congregation. The battle's not yours, a believer in Jesus Christ. For the battle is not yours, but God's. See, that's a very important point, guys, that we got to grab a hold of this morning, okay? When Satan messes with you, he's messing with your father. When Satan messes with you, he's messing with the one true God. Now, Satan can't do anything to God. God is enthroned on high. Satan can't do anything to God, but Satan loves to mess with God's people. Okay? But see, the battle's not yours, it's God's. Okay. 1 Peter 5 and verse 7. This is what we are supposed to do, church. Knowing this truth, that this situation, our God's in control. Okay? Our God is in control. Okay? He's our Father. And therefore, since He's our Father, we are His responsibility. Okay? And this is what God wants us to do. So, we got to practice this, guys. And we should have been practicing this before we got into this situation with the whole coronavirus and all that. But now, we best better be working on this right here for the next go-round, that we know no matter what's going to happen, I'm going to put all my burdens down. I'm going to trust in God. My God's in control. Anyways, 1 Peter 5, 7, casting all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. That's what God wants us to do. Remember, He is our Heavenly Father. He loves you with undying love. And one thing he does not want His church to be freaking out. He does not want His church to be stressed out. He doesn't want His church to be acting like the world. Okay, He says, my children can be calm. My children can have peace. My children can even have joy in the middle of crazy times. All they have to do is give all our cares, all our burdens to the Lord. Amen? Amen. So Jehoshaphat and Judea is getting this message saying, hey, this isn't even your battle. This is God's battle. And let that go out. Let that get into your hearts this morning. This is God's fight, okay? We are His children. He's going to take care of us. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or their seed begging bread. That is a true statement. King David said that. King David's like, I've looked around. I've been around. I've seen some things. And one thing I know for sure, God does not turn His back on His people. God will be there for His people. So anyways, 1 Peter 5, 7, this is for all of us this morning. Casting all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. That cares for you, that means that we are God's concern. Your children are your concern. When you go to the park, sure, you're watching all the kids and you don't want anything bad to happen to anybody's kids, but your focus is on your kids because you know those are my babies. Those are my responsibility. So God says, hey, my people, don't be freaking out. Don't be stressed out. I need you to have peace. I want you to have peace. Because I want you to show the world that you're going to get through this. I want you to show the world that Christians handle things differently, that Christians rely on their Father. Okay, so God says, give me all your burdens. Every single one of them, lay them down at my feet. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on. You know, we have this coronavirus. We got that going on. It's affecting a lot of people's health. It's affecting a lot of people's finances. It's really getting hard to get groceries and stuff like that. But you know what? God's in control. God's in control. So I'm going to lay my burdens down at the feet of Jesus. That's what He invites us all to do. So Jehoshaphat calls this huge assembly. Guys, it's time to get serious with the Lord. Let's fast. Let's pray. Let's seek God's face because we are in a hopeless situation without Him. And then the man of God says, you know what? I got a message from the Lord. This battle, Jehoshaphat, it's not yours. It's God's. Okay? Man, we can get excited about that. Okay? I know a lot of you guys are having trouble with your bills right now, but you know what? Give it to the Lord. Trust in the Lord. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Well, it's getting hot. It's getting close. It's getting deep. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you what you do. You're going to do the same thing that we're doing. We're trusting in the Most High God, and He'll make a way where there is no way. Thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid and do not be dismayed at this great horde, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Three, this huge coalition is coming against Judea. Hopeless situation. But see, God just stepped in. God just got in the ring and said, you know what? Don't even sweat it. They're not even messing with you. They think they're coming against you, but they're coming against me. When you mess with one of my babies, you're messing with me. Isn't that wonderful? Thank you, Jesus. Give them some praise. Verse 16. Tomorrow go down against them. Behold, they will come up by the ascent of Ziz. What? What? Isn't that crazy? Man, these guys, they come to this assembly, and Jehoshaphat, and they're like, God, we need your help. Well, we can't stand up against these guys. These are some tough dudes, man, and they're out for no good. And then the man of God stands up and says, hey, Jehoshaphat, be cool, man. Everybody be cool. I got a message from God. The battle's not yours. The battle's God's. Okay, that's awesome. That's great. Now you get up early in the morning and you go out and you go out and face this enemy. Man, that's some crazy news. Can you imagine how that felt? What? We got to go out. We're in these city walls, man. We got a better chance right here. Oh, God says, nope. See, God will ask you to do some things sometimes that don't make a lot of sense. You know, God will ask you to do some things that don't really feel good to your flesh sometimes. You know, when you get into the Word of God and you stand on the Word of God and you say, God, I want to grow in relationship with you, God will show you some things in your life through the Word of God that He wants you to work on. Okay, and they don't always feel good to do. You know what I mean? Turn the other cheek, stuff like that. That doesn't really feel good to the flesh. But see, God's ways ain't always your ways, but we need to line our ways up with God's ways. I hope that made sense. Anyways, what I'm trying to say is we need to be obedient to the Word of God, even when it's scary. Does that make sense, beloved? We need to be obedient to the Word of God, Sister Sandy, even when it's scary. Amen? Tomorrow, go down against them. Behold, they will come up by the ascent of Ziz. God's telling them through this mighty man of God exactly where the enemy's going to be. Can you imagine? They might be like, I don't care where they're going to be tomorrow, man. I don't want to go out there and face those guys. But remember, the battle's not ours. The battle's not Dina's. The battle's not Josh's or James's. The battle is the Lord's. Amen. They will come up by the ascent of Ziz. You will find them at the end of the valley, east of the wilderness of Jericho. You will not need to fight. Okay, great. That sounds good. You will not need to fight in this battle. Stand firm, hold your position, and see the salvation of the Lord. That right there is for all of God's people. That right there is for the congregation of Victory Life Church. We do not need to mess around with fear. Okay? This is crazy times. But God's in control. So I want to invite all of us, just stand firm on the Word of God. Let God be true and every man a liar. Amen. Stand firm, hold your position, and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid and do not be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them and the Lord will be with you. What a wonderful promise. What a wonderful promise, guys. Life can get pretty weird. Life can get pretty scary. Life can get pretty messed up pretty fast. You know, we're only a few months into this year, and it's like everything's crazy right now. But listen, God just gave some awesome promises to this people, and these promises are for us as well. Okay, God is with me. What a wonderful word. No matter what I'm facing, no matter what's going on in my life, my God is with me. That's a big deal, man. Do not be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them. I still want you to go out and face this enemy. But don't be afraid. The battle's not yours. The battle's God's. Amen? And not only that, God is with you. So I want to just encourage all of us, man. Don't give in to that fear. Don't act like your neighbor. Man, be an encouragement to your neighbor. Amen? All right. Thank you, Jesus. So they got this big message. Here's the deal. The enemy's coming. I'm going to tell you where they're going to be at, but don't worry. I want you to go out and meet them. But don't be afraid. God is with you. Okay? Then Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Okay, that is so important right there, church. That is so important, believers of the Most High God. No matter what you're going through, we need to stand on God's promises. And they're all through the Word of God. And here's a little secret. Here's a little trick. However you want to look at it. It's not a trick. But this is a real deal, holy filled thing right here. That if I praise God in the middle of my storm, I promise you this is true. If you praise God in the middle of your storm, you will have peace. You will have peace, and other people will be like, well, how can he have peace right now? Don't he know his neighbor's got the coronavirus? Don't he know that he just lost his job? Don't he know this or know that? Looky here, man. I'm standing on the Word of God. And I'm going to stand on that Word, and I'm going to let that Word get me excited, and I'm going to praise God. Even when nothing is really going right, man, even when nothing's really making sense, I'm still going to praise God. I'm going to give God that sacrifice of praise, and He will give me peace. He will give me joy, and it will overflow, and it will be a blessing to everybody. Amen? So let's go back and look at this. Big trouble, invading armies. They come to church. They praise God. They're praising God. They're seeking God. God gives them a message through the man of God. Hey, don't worry. This battle's not yours. It's God's. And God's going to be with you. I want you to leave the city walls. I want you to go out and meet the enemy head on. Picture little David, church. Picture little David, who was not fearful of that Goliath, was not fearful of that giant. Didn't hide behind a tree, but ran towards that giant, ran towards him because he knew who his God was. Okay, as you go out to work, as you sit on your bench, whatever you're going to be doing this week, don't let fear come in. Trust in God. Be excited. My God's on the throne. I don't have to worry like everybody else. Give him some praise. Then Jehoshaphat bowed his head. Look at that, submission. Okay, we're going to go out, God. Then Jehoshaphat bowed his head and his face to the ground. And all Judea and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. This church right here, we need to be a worshiping church. Okay, we need to always grab a hold of something to be thankful for and worship God. Worship God in the middle of your storm. Last week we talked about focusing on what you know, not on what you don't know. Okay, we're going to focus on God's goodness and his faithfulness, and we're going to praise him no matter what. We're going to be overwhelmed with peace, and that peace is going to go out to everybody around us because we're going to show this world, we're going to show our community the love of Jesus. Amen. And the Levites and the Kohathites and the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud voice. And they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. Oh, that's important. They didn't just worship the Lord, but they were obedient to the Lord. Guys, I want to encourage you. Let's stand on this word. Let's be obedient to this word. Okay? If we want the blessings, okay, if we want the provision, it's not just good enough to read the word, but we need to be obedient to what that word says. Amen. I hope that makes sense to you this morning, guys. But they're just worshiping God. Listen, the enemy's still out there. The enemy's still marching towards them at this moment, but they just break down and begin to worship the Lord, just giving it all to him. Everybody, let's do that. Worship God. Let's do this. Magnify God so our problems can get smaller. You hear what I said? Magnify God, Deanna, and let your problems get smaller. Okay? When we begin to see God for who he really is, and his majesty and his power and his might and his love and his faithfulness to us, our problems, no matter how big and real they are, they have to shrink in comparison to God's might and his majesty. So let's do that. Magnify God. Praise God in the middle of your storm, just like this group of folks. And they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. They were obedient. We got to be obedient to what this Bible says. Amen? And when they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, Judah, inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God." There it is again. Somebody makes you a promise, every single one of us weigh it out. If I go up and say, "Hey, I'm going to pay your rent this month," you're going to weigh it out. You're going to be like, "Yeah, Paul's lying to me right now." Okay? Maybe, maybe not. Anybody makes you a promise, you're going to weigh out. Is this guy trustworthy or not? Or is this guy just talking for the moment? Okay, when God says something, okay, we can write a check on it. Does that make sense? God don't lie. So this is, as they're going out to battle, after this amazing church service and time of fasting and just worshiping the Lord, as they're going out to battle, King Jehoshaphat gives them this little message. Trust in God. I know it's scary, guys. You're going out to war against this army that could, in the natural, just decimate you and destroy you and tear you from limb to limb and smash your... No, it's not a hopeless situation. Trust in the Lord. Amen? Okay. Believe in the Lord your God and you will be established. That is so cool. Steve, put your trust in the Lord and you're going to be firm. Put your trust in the Lord and you got a good foundation. Everything else can be following around you. Everything else can be sinking around you. 1,000 might fall down at one side, 10,000 at the other. But guess what? My foundation is the Most High God. I'm standing on the Word. I'm standing on God's promises. And not only that, I'm going to be obedient to God's Word. I'm going to do what God tells me to do. Amen? And there's, you know, talking about being obedient to God's Word, why don't all of us treat people the way we want to be treated? You know, why don't we treat our brother the way we want to be treated? Why don't we treat our neighbor the way we want to be treated? Because there's a lot of craziness right now. And people are pretty tense and people are acting really rude and mean. You know what? Show them the love of Jesus. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Amen? Okay. Anyways, so this is King Jehoshaphat. And they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And when they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Believe in God, trust in God, and you will not be put to shame. Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Believe his prophets, and you will succeed." That's a true statement. If I ever heard one, that's a true statement. Believe his prophets. Believe what this Bible says, man. Okay, there's a big movement right now where people don't want to believe the word of God. They don't want to believe that Jesus Christ died from their sins. They don't want to believe that there's a God in heaven. Well, you know what? Don't be dissuaded. Don't be discouraged. Listen, don't try and hide your light underneath the bushel. Stand on the word of God. Amen? Stand on the word of God. Trust in the word of God, because our God's the one true God. Can I get a witness? Believe his prophets and you will succeed. I'm saying you can believe the newspaper and that doom and gloom stuff if you want to, but that's going to steal your joy. Okay? I'm not saying bury your head in the sand, but I'm saying my king is in control. I'm going to believe what the word of God says. And my God says, even though I might have to go into that lion's den, he's going to be with me. Even though I might have to go in that fire, he's going to be with me, and he will get me through to the other side. And when he had taken counsel with the people, he appointed those who were to sing to the Lord and praise him in holy attire as they went before the army and say, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his steadfast love endures forever." There's a lot of crazy stuff in the Bible. Every bit of it's true. But this is so unique right here. And there's a big lesson for us to learn in this. Okay, Jehoshaphat said, "Okay, you guys, we're going out. We're going to battle." Okay, but before the military guys, before the archers, before the guys with the spears, before the guys with the swords and the shields, way up front, let's put the praise and worship team up there. Put the praise and worship team up front. That's what he's doing. Put the praisers up front. Now, I'm no military tactician. I'm not even a veteran. That doesn't make a lot of military sense to me, to put a bunch of guys up front singing and praising the Lord. In the natural, that doesn't make sense. But guess what? Remember this? We're trusting in the Lord. We're trusting in the Lord. Let God be true and every man a liar. Okay, so here we go. When we praise God in the middle of our storm, when we praise God, not only do we get peace, not only do we get joy, not only do we get direction, but it confuses the enemy. Satan's like, "What the heck, man? I don't get it. Don't they know they got the coronavirus and they're not getting paid for a month? And the kids got to be driving this guy crazy by now. How come he's not just running around just acting a fool?" Oh, man. Satan doesn't get it. It confuses the enemy when we praise the Lord, when we praise him. What a wonderful thing, what a wonderful privilege that we have these wonderful promises in this word that we can stand on, where God says, "You know what? You don't have to be full of fear." Why not, God? "Because I'm with you, man. God's with you. Not your neighbor, all right? Not your boss, not your granny, but the one true God, the creator of the universe, is right there with you." He says, "I'll never leave you or forsake you. I'll get you through this. Trust in me." I'm just saying, we don't have to freak out like everybody else. Matter of fact, we can encourage everybody else. Can I get a witness? As Jehoshaphat puts the praise and worship team up front. Doesn't make a lot of sense. But you know what? God's ways ain't our ways, man. And we should be used by now as Christians, we should be used to thinking things a little differently. You know, the weapons of our warfare ain't like everybody else's weapons. We trust in God. We're obedient to his word. Amen? Okay, so this is really cool. So what is the praise and worship team singing? What are these praisers going to be singing? Can you imagine that? Victory, victory. Man, how scary that would be. Buddy, you better be keeping your focus on the Lord, right? Is that the bad guys up there? Victory, victory, man, man. No, They're trusting in the Lord. Can I get a witness? So here's the verses right here. Here's the tune. Give thanks to the Lord, for his steadfast love endures forever. So you can say those words, and they might mean something more to you when there might be an enemy around the corner that wants to kill you. But you know what? Maybe if you think about that, you know, let it get into your heart that, you know what, my world's kind of crazy right now, but I'm going to praise God, and I'm going to say these truths right here, that my God loves me with an undying love. So here I am in this crazy situation where an enemy might be out there to kill me, or I might have just lost my job, or somebody, my neighbor might be sick, and I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. That all might be true, but listen to this. I can still give thanks to the Lord. I can still worship God. When everything looks hopeless in the natural, give thanks to the Lord, for his steadfast love endures forever. What a wonderful thing. I am loved by God. I'm in this crazy situation, but I'm loved by God. And that is a true statement. That's not just somebody saying, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. No, God loves his children. Remember what he just said? This battle's not yours, little ones. This battle's mine. When you mess with my kids, you're messing with me. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his steadfast love endures forever. And when they begin to sing and praise, the Lord set an ambush against the men of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir. Isn't that cool? When we praise God in a hopeless situation, when we praise God in a crazy situation, the enemy gets confused. When we praise God, we get peace. We get joy. When we praise God, God can do his thing. When we say, God, I'm going to hold my peace, and I'm going to let you fight my battles, God can do amazing things. Let me see if I can explain that just a little bit more. We can do things our way, and they're not going to work out. We can let God do what he promises to do, and we can just trust in him and praise him, and he can do amazing things. You know what I mean? So I'm saying, I'm trusting in God. When all around me sinking sand, I'm praising my Lord. Does that make sense, guys? So as they go, the praise and worship team is praising God. They don't even see the enemy yet, but they're victory, victory. No, they're praising God, talking about his faithfulness and everything. And the enemy that's far off, they get thrown into confusion. God sets up an ambush to where these three nations that are compiled up to come against Judah to kill King Jehoshaphat and the inhabitants of Judah, they start looking at one another, and they're like, man, ah! All God's people are, ah! They start killing each other, man. They're like, I don't like you. Who knows exactly what happened? But these guys start attacking these guys. Everything just gets crazy. I'm just going to read the Bible. How about that? For the next 15 minutes, I'm just going to read the word. And when they begin to sing and praise the Lord, the Lord set an ambush against the men of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, so that they were routed. So, this was a hopeless situation. Huge coalition, massive army coming against Judah. They had no hope. They went to church. They praised God. They worshiped God. They sought God's face. They begin to fast and pray and seek their life. What is not necessary? What is hurting my relationship with the Lord? What can be holding me back? And they begin to give it all to the Lord, man, and praise God. And God met with them, okay, and they were obedient to the word. And God took this hopeless situation and completely changed it around to where this huge enemy, as they were praising God, this huge enemy turned on each other and started killing each other. That's what I'm trying to say, man. Praise God in the middle of your storm. Let the enemy get confused. Instead of you being confused for once, amen, instead of you going around in despair and discouragement and confused and not knowing your life, what to do, trust in God. Praise God. Amen. For the men of Ammon, Moab, rose up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, devoted them to destruction. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they all helped to destroy one another. That's one of the craziest things in the Bible, man. But we know it happened. This huge enemy got wiped out, and Israel didn't have to do a single thing. Judah Didn't have to do a single thing. Does that make sense? Now, check this out. Let this give you some excitement. Okay, when Jehoshaphat and the boys and the praise and worship team and the military get to where these guys are, it takes them 3 days to get all the goodies, man. It takes them 3 days to collect all the spoils of that battle. They didn't even lift a single finger. They just worshiped God, and they collected great numbers. This is in the Bible. Great numbers of goods, clothing, and precious things. Who likes precious things? I like precious things. And some of us might not be knowing how we're going to pay the bills next month or this month, or if we're going to be able to find some hand sanitizers or baby wipes or anything like that. Hey, guess what? Here's good news, man. Praise the Lord right now. Amen. Praise Him right now. Praise Him in the middle of your storm. And guess what? Everything that Satan has tried to steal from you, everything that Satan has tried to take from you, he's going to have to repay back many, many times over. Look, these guys are just loading up on stuff from the enemy, all kinds of good stuff. And there's another thing I want to point out, that not only did they get all this awesome good stuff for their troubles, you know, but after, so it took 3 days to collect all this awesome stuff, all these spoils of the war that they didn't even fight in. They got all this stuff, but on the fourth day, you know what they did? You think they went home and forgot about the Lord? Man, they worshiped God. When everything was perfect, when everything was awesome, they worshiped God. So I want to encourage all you guys, you know, this thing that we're in, you know, it's got a beginning, it's got a middle, and it's got an end. I don't know exactly where we're at in this whole thing, but it will come to a close one day. And if you've hungered and thirsted for the Lord like you haven't done in years, don't let that change when things go back to normal. You know, don't get complacent. Let's not do that, okay? If you've come to the place like Judah where they realize, my only hope is God. I can only pay my bills if God does something this month. I can only do this or that if God comes through this month. And that's causing you to seek Him a little harder, making you get into His Word a little more. That's a good thing. But when things level off and things get calm and peaceful again and the kids are back at school and mama's back at work and all that stuff, man, don't give up on God. Don't forget about God. Don't put God on the back burner. Keep Him right there at the front where He's supposed to be. Amen. Let's praise Him in the middle of our storm and at the end of our storm and when there ain't no storm on the horizon. Amen. So, real fast, I want to read Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. This whole commotion with Judah, Jehoshaphat, and these three armies coming against them, it was all about trusting in God, man. You know, there is no hopeless. There is no hopeless situation for the Christian. We can make it a lot harder on ourselves if we want to, but if we want to listen to the Lord, we want to trust in the Lord, we want to be we want to be obedient to the Lord, and we want to praise the Lord in the middle of our storm. Guess what? It can be a lot more exciting. Can I get a witness? Okay. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. That's what we got to do. This isn't an old verse. I mean, scratch that. This is like a really, really old verse. But this isn't a new verse. We've talked about this verse over and over again throughout the years. But what a wonderful time to get it into your heart that, you know what? I got to trust in God. And God's not going to let you down. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Not half your heart, not a little bit of your heart, but all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Okay, the newsman's freaking me out. Well, turn the news off, man. My neighbors are freaking me out, man. Okay, well, just praise the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Get into the good book. Stand on the Word of God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will make straight your paths. Man, that's awesome. That is wonderful, man. God will get me through. Everybody say, God will get me through. God will get me through. My job is to be obedient to Him, trust in Him, and praise Him. Amen. So Judah got this big victory. And we are going to get the victory too. Amen. We're going to get through this. God is in control. And we can praise Him right now. Praise Him right now because we know we will get through the other side of this. Father God, we love You. We praise You. We worship You, Lord. Thank You Father God, that we are going to encourage one another, that we are going to be a light to a lost and dying world, that we're going to lead people to the foot of the cross, Lord, that we're going to be there for one another, and we're going to be about your business. And we're not going to give into fear or anxiety or none of that business, but we're going to praise you, Lord. We're going to praise you with our whole being. We're going to trust you with our whole heart, because we know you're a good God, you're a faithful God, and you will get us through this. We love you, praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.